Millions of people worldwide depend on natural resources such as forests, land, and fishing grounds that are used collectively as commons. Commons are essential to cultural identity and well-being. They are a source of food and income, and an important safety net, especially for the most marginalized and vulnerable. Communities, governments, and civil society organizations can take action to protect tenure rights to commons. Some key strategies are: recognize people's rights. States need to adapt their legal frameworks to recognize the legitimate tenure rights of people who depend on commons. National law should recognize the collective governance of commons by local rights holders. This local governance can better respond to the needs of communities. Strengthen inclusive communities. Communities, in turn, must act responsibly to create inclusive local decision-making processes. All legitimate rights holders should be empowered to represent their interests without discrimination in a collective governing body. States have the responsibility to strengthen and facilitate such processes. Negotiate boundaries. Boundaries of commons can be flexible. Mapping their boundaries requires local negotiation processes. These processes should take geographical and social dimensions, such as group membership and rules of use, into consideration. While communities should take the lead in mapping processes, states have the duty to provide technical and financial support. Ensure access to justice. States must ensure that local rights holders have access to justice consistent with human rights standards. Local means of conflict resolution should be integrated with state judicial systems. Invest responsibly. States must ensure that investments are responsible and do not violate any legitimate tenure rights to commons. All investments must be fair and transparent and must support local livelihoods. Join together and empower action. Communities can amplify their voices by joining forces in broad-based coalitions. Civil society organizations can support people to understand their rights, mediate conflicts, and empower them to take legal action. States can draw on the expertise of civil society organizations to better understand both the importance of commons for local livelihoods and their responsibility to take action. Many people around the world depend on access to commons for their livelihoods. Securing tenure rights to commons will require concerted efforts by all stakeholders.